Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your...
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association. 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Martial Arts Talk Radio program. I'm your host, Danny Venna. Today is Monday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, 2012. Tonight, our first shout-out goes to Sidekick Talk Radio with your host, Shihan Allen Woodman, and your co-host, Sensei Timmy Brisk with MMA Corner. Their show broadcasts every Wednesday at 12 noon, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for 2 hours each show. And that, I've been doing very good with the response from the audience. So let's do what we have to do to support Shihan and make sure that we tune in every Wednesday and Sunday. In response to some of the requests, they told me to give these email addresses. Sensei Alan Woodman at yahoo.com, Sidekick Publications at yahoo.com, and Sensei Alan Woodman at gmail.com. And that to speak to the host, you can dial 347-237-4818. We'll be right back.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Every couple of days, I have a request for I want to say segment of the class. Some of the emails that I get from the responses, they've been asking me about, you know, talk about the segments. Well, as I said, you know, we do have the class broken down based on the curriculum that you are studying at that time. Everybody works on different things. As a team, obviously, you work on your upons together. As individuals, you go out and you fight Jukumite. And then when you work on the weapons portion, you can, you know, practice individual, then you can practice with team kata as well. Team kata takes the timing element to another level, only because not only are you performing whatever kata you're doing, but then to use the peripheral vision to stay in sync with your partner is very important. It takes a lot of practice. You really, really have to learn each other's movements. And that's what the program is about tonight. If you noticed, the last couple of programs have been about talking about the kata, about the weapons kata. One of the segments that was always a big part of class was two time slots allotted for Ippon Kumite and Ju Kumite every class, based on, again, what you were working on. Some people in the lower ranks, they wind up working on very basic but yet easy to use set of techniques that they would pull out of, let's say, the basic exercise segments. You may say, well, tonight I'm going to work on my combinations and, you know, moving my strikes to different areas of the body based upon availability. What do I mean by that? Well, there are so many variations that it could be explained based on what you did initially. So taking the exercises and breaking them down into little components and then applying them in such a way that you start with the easiest first and get good at the steps involved and the body mechanics involved and all of the different types of positions involved. Well, it's very difficult to go on by doing several things, you know, in a progression. So you want to try to be as simple and as basic as possible when it comes to breaking them down, you know, in small little pieces, so that when you apply them, as you apply them, it gets easier and easier. And then as you add to expand on the technique, it actually gets easier to put out, let me put it that way, based on your practice and how well you've done over the course of building that foundation, what happens is you start to get, I want to say you build more and more awareness, confidence. You bring your technique to a higher level each time you practice it. So I think it's essential that when you work with a partner, you know, press as hard as you can. Put as much pressure on yourself and have your opponent put as much pressure on you as possible in a safe way without you getting hurt. But practice at that level so that the way you train in the dojo is the way you'll fight. So you want to try to train in the most realistic environment as you can possibly build. Now, having said that, what you can do is you can work with one person and then two people and then three people. And by the time you get to three and four people, using a certain set of rules that may apply when being attacked by more than one, that's when your skills really start to build. Let me put it that way. That's when you really start to become aware of your abilities, what you're actually able to do in a situation where you're completely overwhelmed. Let me put it that way. Usually that happens when you start to get that, some people call it like a nervous stomach, you know, where you start to get a little bit of the jitters. Now, you usually know when somebody, you know, is about ready to give you a shot or throw something at you, unless, of course, your back is turned to them. However, most of the time when we go out to a bar, if you will, or a place, some kind of establishment, where there may be drinking involved, you're going to find people that have what they call beer muscles. And it's in these, you know, places where you got to be absolutely careful to make sure that you don't say the wrong thing to escalate a fight. Because if it does come down to blows, usually in a situation like that, it could be very, very dangerous because, again, if there's alcohol involved. Oh. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan Karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles, and bookstores near you. also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Welcome back. We're going to give another shout out to Sidekick Publications, and that anybody who wants to submit their bio and hopefully get their name recognized and put in the book, Shihan is asking us to send our bios to Sensei Alan Woodman at yahoo.com. You can send it right to Sidekick Publications at yahoo.com. And you can also use Sensei Alan Woodman at gmail.com. And remember, Sidekick Talk Radio is on every Wednesday at 12 noon for 2 hours, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for 2 hours. And to speak to the host live, you can dial 347-237-4818. Getting back to using technique in your workout sessions, once you come to class, you'll see that we have all of the techniques are all spelled out so that when you go home, you know, we try to, you know, get through to you while you're in class, but it's a balance between coming to class, going home and doing your homework, then coming back to class and checking and balance what you learned. Now, how we do that is, once we teach you, let's say, the basic exercises, the basic kicks, we ask you to take those and put them in a combination. Build, you know, some of what you like to do that's comfortable to you. And bring that to the Ippon and Jukumite sessions. So, you know, I was reading some of the emails, like I said earlier, and some of the questions that come out of, for instance, let me use this one for instance. What am I supposed to do when somebody is attacking me with a lot of wild strikes? In other words, they're just they're so angry that they're just throwing the combinations of hands and fists and whatever they can get in their hands. Well, the best advice that I could give at that point is remembering what Sensei told me: try your best not to get hit. So use your skill to protect your space. Once you can get out of the way of whatever is coming at you, you use, you know, one of the principles, and that is to strike when the opportunity presents itself, and then take it one step further. Since you have gotten out of the way of whatever, you know, is coming at you, is to pick that moment and when to strike, when to create that opportunity. Or, you know, coming up through the ranks, they always used to tell me, don't be so intent on hitting. Be more cognizant of the fact that you have to protect your space. So how you do that is, when someone is hell-bent on trying to hurt you, the more that they try to do whatever that they're going to do, it's in that is where you're going to find the error. Now, question is, will you have presence of mind? Will you be able to keep your cool? Will you be able to execute your technique? Will you not hurt yourself? Will you have the proper timing and footwork that's necessary to get away from whatever they're throwing at you and still keep your goal, be able to I don't want to say get away, because you may not be able to get away. But if you can, do it. No question about it. If you can get to some barrier between you and the danger, whatever that barrier may be, do it. But if you can't, then you have to try to find a way in without getting hit and without panicking. Let me put it that way. That's probably the best way to say it. Because if you panic, what will happen is it's almost like you freeze for that second. And once you freeze and say, okay, what am I going to do? That's when it's too late. So I think, you know, when you read the emails and you read some of the questions, it's very difficult to answer properly because there are just too many variables. But if you stick to what you've been taught, what you need to, what your mindset needs to be, that's the key. The key is to be able to make up your mind and do what you're going to do and not worry about, he's throwing a right hand, he's throwing a left hand, or he's throwing kicks. Or forget about that. You got to execute your game plan. Is it true that, you know, the first one to, let's say, be the aggressor wins? Well, that's not true. That's not true all the time. But if the person that is hell-bent on doing you harm and does do something, let's say, to hurt you, it's at that point, it's at that time that you have to be absolutely clear as to what you're going to do. As long as you have that mindset, you should be okay, because the best, you know, defense in that case is not necessarily the best offense, but the best mindset. Knowing that you may take some bumps and bruises, no question about it, but how fast can you get to control your attacker? How fast can you get to maybe, you know, do something that may stop them from what they're trying to do. So you have to think about that. And you have to think about that long and hard and practice for it, because it's the most important decision you'll make on the spot. And make no mistake about that. It is, in some cases, reverts right back to your training. When you're doing your rip-ons and you start to get to a point where you don't know what your opponent is throwing. In the beginning, we usually set it up for you. Okay, this side's going to throw this, and this. You have to defend against it and then strike. But then when you get a little bit more familiar and you start to come up in rank, well then, the pawns aren't planned. They're just knee-jerk reactions to whatever I feel like throwing. I mean, if I feel like picking something up and swinging it at you. So it's absolutely critical that you train in the most realistic environment as possible. Why? Because the way you train is the way you're going to fight. Only because that's what you know. Just like when your parents taught you how to walk. You learned how to walk, you learned how to talk the way your parents taught you. And that by the time you went to kindergarten school, you were already able to say words and so on and so forth. So there's the key. We take you along through the segments. We show you how to practice. We show you what's required as to how to become successful at that practice. And then you get to apply that practice to see what works for you and what you're comfortable with. Everything works. It's just a matter of whether or not you're comfortable with what we're asking you to do. This is key. And this really comes to light when you start to do your Ippons, because if we ask you to do a front snap into a roundhouse and that doesn't flow right out of you, nine chances out of ten you probably would never use it in a real live environment. So, you know, sometimes a simple back fist will suffice. That's fine. And the Ishinru back fist is probably one of our most valuable weapons, because it is just, if you deploy it properly, it's just blinding speed. It happens inside of a second, and the damage that it does, the result you get from it, is beautiful. So, everybody have a happy new year. Don't drink and drive, please, because I'm sure the police are out there looking for the swervers, people swerving in and out of their lane. So, don't drink and drive. Everybody have a safe, healthy, and happy new year. 2013 is going to be a great year for everybody, I'm sure. I like to focus on the positive things, not all the negative things. So I'm sure we'll have workshops, more and more workshops happening this year, more and more seminars. Please go online. Check out the website, www.aokaincmcgrath.com. Again, that's www.aokaincmcgrath.com. Check out our website. The website is built and maintained by one of Sensei's students. He does a fine job of keeping the website up and running, and that I would just ask you to go onto the website, give us some contact information. We'll be posting on my Facebook page all of the seminars, all of the workshops. 2013 is going to be a very busy year, from January right into December. So for the 12 months, we'll be focusing on workshops, seminars, one-on-ones. We'll be doing all of the things that are necessary to get everybody acclimated with what our overall focus is. And the overall focus is to build unity and harmony. So again, everybody have a happy and healthy new year, and we'll see you next year. Take care.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan Karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.